This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. In this episode, entitled Aunt Bee's Brief Encounter, it was written by Leo Solomon and Ben Gersman, directed by Bob Sweeney. It aired on December the 4th, 1961. In this episode, this is one of the more serious episodes. Yes, there's some laughs involved, but you really get to see a touching side of Andy Griffith and Aunt Bee, and again, some of the beautiful writing that always occurred with the Andy Griffith Show. But this episode opens up with Aunt Bee sitting on the front porch, and one of the things I really like about the Andy Griffith Show is they really utilized the front porch in so many scenes, during the day and at night, and some of the more memorable scenes that people think about with Andy Griffith Show, particularly the serious ones, are those that occur on the front porch. And I could just probably do an entire podcast naming off some of those scenes on the front porch, and I'm sure you Andy Griffith Show fans know exactly what I'm talking about. But as Aunt Bee's sitting on the front porch, there's a gentleman by the name of Henry Wheeler who's out spraying some of the bushes and plants out in the front yard, and they have a little bit of a dialogue, and Andy drives up in the squad car, and he asks Aunt Bee who's out there, and she explains that this man, Mr. Wheeler, had noticed that their bushes needed spraying, and Andy makes a comment about, well, he must really have some good eyes to be able to see that from the road. But as the episode moves along, what you start to see is Andy notices that Aunt Bee has a crush or is starting to become attached to Mr. Wheeler. She really likes him. And what happens is Aunt Bee really encourages Andy to find things for Mr. Wheeler to do to keep him around. And in the meantime, Aunt Bee and Mr. Wheeler go out and date and picnic, and you know, we'll get to that in just a few moments. But what's funny about this is Mr. Wheeler's the handyman, but what you see most of the time is poor Andy having to do all the work. And one of my favorite scenes in this particular episode is they're going to fix some shingles and on the roof of the house, and Mr. Wheeler starts up the ladder and oh, my back, you know, he explains he has back problems. So Andy gets up and gets started, and you see a scene later, Andy's been up there and he's sweating in the sheriff's uniform and comes down to sit down, and Mr. Wheeler was going to go up and finish off the roof, and just as he takes a couple steps up the ladder, Aunt Bee comes out with a glass of lemonade, and Andy just starts licking his lips. He's, boy, that looks good, and she goes, oh no, this is for Mr. Wheeler who's been on the roof. So Andy had been on the roof the entire time, and Mr. Wheeler takes the glass of lemonade. And what's typical of Andy Griffith is that he doesn't say a word. I mean, you can see in Andy's face that he really, really, he's sweating and really wants something to drink, and doesn't ask Aunt Bee to go get him one, doesn't say a word, and Mr. Wheeler drinks the lemonade. Well, in another scene, Aunt Bee and Mr. Wheeler go and see a movie, and sort of like playing the papa, Andy's sitting there waiting up for him to come home, reading the paper, and Mr. Wheeler talks about that he's going to leave, and again, Aunt Bee goes over to Andy and gives a strong hand. Isn't there something else for him to do? And Andy says, I think we can need our front porch painted. So Mr. Wheeler stays another night, and what you see is, and next morning, Mr. Wheeler's out stirring the paint can, and he's looking up to clouds, and he talks about how clouds are beautiful, but nobody appreciates them, and sort of relates that to Aunt Bee, and talks Andy into allowing himself, Mr. Wheeler, to take Aunt Bee out on a picnic, and of course, Andy paints the front porch. So again, Andy's now doing all the work. He's done the roofing, and now he's painting the front porch. Now, what's interesting is one of the way things that happens a lot in Andy Griffith Show is the person who seems to catch on to what's happening in an episode and catches on early tends to be Opie. And Opie walks up and, you know, he's asking his pa why he's painting. He thought Mr. Wheeler was going to do it. And he goes, well, he doesn't seem to be. So that starts to click on Andy that, you know, here he's done two major jobs where Mr. Wheeler was really hired to do it. The other clue comes in when the mailman comes to the courthouse. And Andy's sitting at the desk. Mailman comes in, asks Andy if he's selling his house because he's doing all these repairs. And he's kidding him, saying, if you need to slow down because my wife wants me to do stuff. And then Mr. Wheeler walks in, and Andy introduces Mr. Wheeler to the mailman. And the mailman shakes his hand. After he leaves, the mailman says, wow, you know, for a handyman, he sure does have soft hands. And so Andy starts thinking about it and remembers that Mr. Wheeler told him he had been in Mount Pilot recently. Now, for those of you that don't know, Mount Pilot was actually named after Pilot Mountain that really exists in North Carolina. So another little tidbit to tie the Andy Griffith Show even more strongly to North Carolina. But anyway, Andy calls Sheriff Mitchell, and Sheriff Mitchell says, "Oh, you're talking about Henry Wheeler. Yes, he's here." And said he's good with his hands, all right. Everything but his hands. He moves in, and he talked about how Mr. Wheeler had stayed for a week. The man in that house was doing all the work, and the woman in the house was waiting on him hand and foot. So Andy realizes he's been had, but decides to do something about it. And again, another scene I love in this episode is, again, Andy on the front porch with the rifle. And what I really love about this scene is the timing of when Andy says things, where he's encouraging Mr. Wheeler that he better go ahead and ask Aunt Bee to marry him so they can make wedding plans. And when he puts the rifle together, and how he holds the rifle right toward Mr. Wheeler, and you can see the how scared Mr. Wheeler's getting in this particular scene. So again, I love the front porch scene and how this works. So Mr. Wheeler obviously gets spooked. He doesn't want to get married, and so just before they're about to have dinner, Mr. Wheeler doesn't even run back in the house. He gets in his truck and he takes off. And then Aunt Bee comes out and tells Andy and Mr. Wheeler it's time for dinner, and she comes out and she notices that Mr. Wheeler's not there, and Andy has to tell her that he left sudden-like, I believe is the term that Andy uses. And again, one of the other things I love about the Andy Griffith Show is the touching scenes they come up with. I mean, they can really be tearjerkers, and this is a really good one where Aunt Bee's on the front porch and she's basically doing a little soliloquy. And what I challenge you to do on this episode is, of course, listen to Aunt Bee, but watch Andy Griffith in the background. You see the hurt and the caring in his face as he sees that Aunt Bee was hurt. But you know, you also remember that Aunt Bee was being taken in by this guy just like Andy had, and so Andy, you know, is not going to tell her that because he doesn't want her to think poorly of a guy who's really had taken advantage of. And again, the deep caring that's a theme throughout the entire Andy Griffith Show. So again, a very, very touching scene. And then the end of this episode ends up with Aunt Bee on the front porch, and another handyman comes up, and he's talked Aunt Bee basically into letting him fix her umbrella. Then Andy walks up behind Aunt Bee, notices, and realizes she's being soft-hearted again, and basically sends the man away. And Andy's just standing on the front porch with that great smile of his. So again, another good episode, and I really like the touching scene, and again, the continual caring that's shown throughout this episode. And you know, again, Andy does all this work mainly because he wanted Aunt Bee to have somebody to spend some time with. And again, another example of the deep caring that was written into the Andy Griffith Show. Let's talk about some of the other tidbits with the Andy Griffith Show. You know, I've mentioned in a couple of other podcasts that if you look on the wall, you'll see an younger photo of Francis Bavier. In this episode, you might get the best look at it. There's a part in the episode where Mr. Wheeler's standing right in front of the picture. You can see a great shot of the picture, and he's standing there right before he says, "Roofing is one of my specialties." Take a look on the wall behind there, and you'll see that's a publicity photo of Francis Bavier in her younger days. Quite an attractive woman. And again, that appears in a lot of the episodes, but interestingly, this is the last episode that you ever see this photo of Francis Bavier. So again, I thought you might enjoy that little tidbit. Now, if you grew up in the 60s or were watching television in the 60s, you may recognize Mr. Wheeler, Mr. Henry Wheeler in this episode. That's Edgar Buchanan. Now, he's probably best known for his role as in Petticoat Junction. Remember that? Petticoat Junction. And he was Uncle Joe Carson. This occurred in the 1960s. But he did a lot of other things. He appeared in over 100 movies. He also appeared in the movie Benji that came out in 1974 about the small dog. I remember going to see that when I was younger. And by the way, in that movie Benji in 1974, Francis Bavier was also in that movie, so they were reunited for that movie. Sheriff Mitchell, who has a small role in this particular episode, was played by George Caesar. You would see Mr. Caesar portray Cyrus Tankersley in a future episode, and he also appeared on Mayberry RFD for a while. Now, Caesar had a bunch of television roles, a couple of television series. One that's probably most memorable was in the 60s is Dennis the Menace, but he played in so many different guest appearance roles, such as The Addams Family, The Double Life of Henry Fife, Lassie, The Beverly Hillbillies, Many Happy Returns, Perry Mason, Leave It to Beaver, and Room for One More. And again, he was in a bunch of different movies as well, even one Viva Las Vegas with Elvis Presley and The Jailhouse Rock with Elvis Presley. So again, it's amazing the accomplished actors that played such small roles in the Andy Griffith Show. It's something that a lot of people probably just don't realize. So again, another good and especially well-written Andy Griffith Show. All right, the trivia question. Sheriff Mitchell had a nickname that he gave to Mr. Henry Wheeler. What was that nickname? And he said it to Andy while they were talking on the telephone. Again, what was Mr. Wheeler's nickname according to Sheriff Mitchell? If you'd like to take a guess at that nickname, don't hesitate to email me at burkek@etsu.edu. Or if you just want to take a guess and look up the answer yourself, it appears on burkonmayberry.com. And you can go scroll down to episode number 44 and you'll see the title of this episode, as well as in parentheses the answer to the trivia question. If you have any questions or comments about Burke on Mayberry, don't hesitate to contact me at burkek@etsu.edu. And I really appreciate you listening, and keep those emails coming. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.